Florida Georgia line to bring us into the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. And there is a specific reason why Pinto, Daniel Gunderson, played a little bit of country music as our bumper song there. And it goes beyond our discussion we had earlier, Daniel, that we need to mix in more country music bumper songs because a large part of our audience that rides in tractors and trucks and pickups and has our station on in their shop, they listen to country music. And so it's, you know, it's our listener station. And so we want to please them. But the bigger reason why Pinto came in with some country music is because there is an exciting thing happening in our building here at 1020 25th Street South. On Monday, there is going to be a heritage radio station, a heritage country music radio station coming into this building. It is called Froggy 99.9, and we could not be more excited about it. And to tell us more about this and have a great conversation and allow you, listeners of KFGO, to get to know Froggy 99.9 and its personalities, we welcome in Sean Reed, the afternoon guy on Froggy 99.9. Sean, welcome to the building, first of all. Glad to have you. Great to have you. Let's get this thing going, should we?
Mike, good to see you, future colleague. Because I tried to get in. My key doesn't work as of yet. That's not technically till Monday. So hopefully that's a technical term, not a, you know.
It is. It's
April Fool's in August.
Tell us about what's going on here. Tell us what's going to happen on Monday. This is a big deal for us, and we're excited.
It's a big deal. It's a huge deal. And the great thing is, to the listener and the lover of country music here in the Fargo-Moorhead area, pretty much nothing is going to change from the listener's behalf. Froggy 99.9, we turned 20 next year, April 1st, 1994. Froggy went on the air, 99.9 FM, been playing country music for 30 years. And to the occasional listener, to the folks dropping the kids off at soccer practice, to the folks that unfortunately have to go back to cubicle life after enjoying WeFest this weekend, nothing really is going to change. But off the air, 6 feet away from where we're sitting right now is where our studio is going to be. And I tell you what, I've been here in the building the last few days, and the fact that we have such a regional powerhouse in KFGO just feet away, I really think what people love about Froggy already is going to make them love it that much more, and is going to bring that much more of a broader audience. Folks, as you said, that are working right now, they're in their harvest stores and they're doing their thing, and they're getting here news. They're going to turn to Froggy to maybe have a distraction, maybe listen to their favorite Florida Georgia line. I really thought you were going to go with Cruise.
That's later.
That's kind of the cliched Florida Georgia line song going on these days, but it's good. Froggy, when I think of Froggy, And I introduced it this way, Sean, it is a heritage station. It is a heritage signal. There's a lot of people in this community who, when they think country music, they think Froggy 99.9. And that truly gives us, in this building now, among all the great stations we have, three huge heritage signals: KFGO 790, Y94, and Froggy 99.9. This is going to be a great marriage, I think.
It really is. And I mean, you talk about team, and you talk about team environment and team players. You have so much passion across the board. Clearly with KFGO, it starts. The fine folks down the hall at Y94, the fan. I mean, with Froggy coming into the building, myself, Lily, she was part of the Froggy crew since its existence. We got a lot of young players. The great thing about any heritage brand, you think of Coke, you think of Pepsi, you think of anything that has stood the test of time. It's not necessarily the specific players or the specific personalities in Froggy's case. When you think of country music in Fargo-Moorhead, you think of Froggy. You don't think, wow, that Sean guy, boy, is he terrible in the afternoon. I still have a job. It's about the music. It's about being the community. And I tell you what, the 1-2 punch with Y94 and KFGO starting Monday here, it's one of those deals that I think I got to pinch myself every now and again because it's a dream come true.
Well, it's going to be fun to work with you guys. And I think that's, from KFGO's standpoint, that's what Joel Heitkamp and myself and Jack and Sandy and Bob Harris and Amy Eiler and Daniel Gunderson, when you said teamwork, I think that's really going to sum things up. Is there's going to be some team things going on here that's going to make us all better. You know, it's I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to meeting and greeting everybody. And we've already done that, by the way, with some Froggy folks on an informal, unofficial basis. but just having you guys pop in once in a while and say, hey, what's going on with this story? Hey, what happened to, you know, what's going on with Randy Travis? Or talk to us about this music festival, or hey, what's going on with Florida Georgia Line, you know, mixing it up with Nelly now and doing this whole contemporary hit stuff now with country music. That's I want to use that expertise and get that in the studio.
I heard that is your current ringtone, the Cruise remix. True rumor.
Rumor, and actually our 12-year-old daughter Emma said, actually, Dad, I like the original one better.
As
I like the Nelly one.
Agree. You speak of helping Dan, in addition to being an amazing producer here a couple days ago, helped me with a few boxes moving into the building. It's a very caring building. It's folks that it's not only on the air, but what is off the air. There's some real, genuine, hardworking people here, much like the folks of the Fargo-Moorhead community and wherever you're tuning in. And I tell you what, we got a lot to do on the technical side, and obviously moving a radio station from one address to another, that'll happen. But I tell you what, from Al Murray, our chief engineer, on down, it's really going to be exciting and really pedal to the metal Monday. We don't take a break after we make this move. We just head on out and moving into the fall with concerts coming and tickets and all the fun stuff. You add KFGO talking with Paul Juergens earlier in the week to have KFGO News top of the hour on Froggy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you really can't you can't buy that, and it's going to be an exciting time.
Sean Reed of Froggy 99.9 is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He has a busy day and night ahead of him here, so I need to let him go and just ask him a couple more questions. But from a listener standpoint, Sean, you mentioned it. They're not going to notice anything, right?
Not going to notice
from a technical standpoint, when's it going to happen officially, but it really doesn't matter from a public standpoint because they're going to punch the dial to 99.9 and it's going to be great country music coming through.
Sunday night at 6, obviously the FCC, the folks way above our pay grade, basically it goes down where we go from operating at 2720 7th Avenue South, which again, to the listener listening on the radio, is somewhat irrelevant. 30 seconds later, we flip a switch Sunday night at 6 p.m. and we come on board here on South 25th Street, right next to KFGO, and it is the same surround sound quality in that 1992 Chevy Corsica.
What other personalities are going to be with you, Sean?
Lily is coming on board. She obviously is the mainstay on the midday, and we welcome some new folks to the airwaves, the likes of Colin Taylor, great radio personality here in the FM community. Our night guy, he is probably known as the guy that plays my favorite songs when I call and request them. He does have a name. It goes by Thomas. And we got a whole cast of characters on the weekends as well. So it's really an opportunity to take something that's great and bring it to even higher levels.
Cool. So you're wearing a shirt right now with the logo on it. That's not the logo of Froggy 99.9. Oh, by the way, we have some things in the building now that have that logo on it, which is great for us. Can you talk about that? I don't know if you can talk about what you got going on here.
I think I can. I think the flagship of the organization is in this building too. Another opportunity of amazement here next to KFGO. Yes, I don't like being bored. My fiance does not like this trait about me. I am a multitasker and do the announcing for the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks. So if Peter Bossman lets me go, we have a game at 7:02. That's a fact. Whether I'll be there announcing the Redhawks. I don't know who they put, Winnipeg, remains to be unseen. But hopefully I'll get it done, go over there for some baseball, which they pay me to do that as well. Man, to watch baseball, getting paid, is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. That's maybe one of the best things ever. Okay, let me ask you this question, because I know the answer, but I don't think listeners might not know the answer to this. The walk-up music for Redhawks players, you're the PA guy saying, now batting, Mike McFeely. Do you pick that music?
No. The players pick the music. The players pick the music. They want to get their mojo, their positive juju walking up to the plate there. And in addition to the song, they say, I want it between a minute 17 and a minute 32 and loop that. I want that specific part of the song. Zach Penpraise has a little Hall & Oates, Dan. We got a little Hall & Oates. Dreams come true. Make dreams come true.
It's going to take a while for him. He's digging right now.
And then, Nick Jackson, I think, just got a new one. CJ Rutherford, he's a fan of the country. He's got some Randy Houser. And it is a very good eclectic mix. It'd be great to have on the iPod, Red Hawk Players Walk-Ups.
That's pretty good.
We could sell this starting on Monday. We could sell it online at froggyweb.com. And it's fun. In Newman Outdoor, Bruce and Brad and Josh Buchholz, as you know, first-class operation. And the boys this summer, hoping to continue the winning ways tonight.
No, you're a country guy. You're somebody that loves country music. You live that world. You're not pretending to be something you're not.
Do you like my belt buckle, Mike?
I do. large and in charge.
Large and in charge.
We call it exactly. Yep. Your favorite country band, favorite country song.
Oh goodness. You know, I'm gonna go. Dierks Bentley is the favorite artist, and I'm gonna go home.
Okay.
Dierks Bentley, Home is the artist and song, and I'd go second, Florida Georgia Line. Those guys, obviously, out at We Fest last year, and some of the new guys. But great thing about country music is there's so much talent. There's not a one person or one band that rises above
right,
the rest.
Yep.
And the great thing is, Froggy 99.9 been doing it for the last 20 years. We got some pretty good connections to the folks down in Nashville, and only going to get better here with. You think of the FM area, the pulse of Fargo-Moorhead is KFGO, and we're going to be cubicle mates here starting up Monday morning.
Cool. Looking forward to it, Sean. Thanks for dropping by. Again, I know you're having a busy day, and you have some other stuff to do out here at Newman Outdoor Field, so vamoose. I'm saying go. Just
what
get out
what
of
would,
here, okay?
What would your walk-up be, your walk-up song?
He Stopped Loving Her Today by George Jones.
Like it. That's at least a 2-for-4 night with a walk.
I'm not sure I ever went 2-for-4 in my baseball career. 0-for-8 maybe was more like it. Sean, thank you, my buddy.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Welcome to the building on Monday, and come back a lot. Let's get some things going between Froggy and KFGO, okay?
Let's do it.
Yep, you bet. Sean Reed, Froggy 99.9. That changeover comes on Monday, although, as I said, if you're a country music listener and you're dialed into 99.9, you will not notice one bit of difference.